time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Brandon Hyde met with the media following the Orioles' win over the Blue Jays on Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's a little last second before the game, Fleury. Hats off to Mike and his group for working so hard and doing everything they could to improve our club. So we all appreciate it, and it's we're having a little bit different look tomorrow or the next couple of days. But I'm excited about our team. I don't think you ever know. I think if you asked him, he wouldn't know either. I'm not even involved in those discussions, so I have no idea. I discuss things with him, but I'm not involved in talking with other front offices and seeing what other people want and don't want. And so I was just waiting to see what happened. We added a couple of right-handed hitters. I feel like that was important to give us a little bit more, some more options against left-handed pitching. Sir Anthony tonight, you saw him. And Soto, somebody we've seen for a while and pitched back into games. And it's a really, really, it's a great arm from the left side. So adding another left-handed bullpen arm. And then, the two starters that we got as well. So we're going to see Rogers here in the next couple of days, and Zach threw the ball great for us yesterday. That's another Corbin Burns start right there. So consistent. It's so hard to hit because the ball moves so much, and it's upper 90s with great curveball and changeup, and that's pretty much what he's done almost every single time out for us. He's a horse, and he's a number one. Kind of riding with it right now. Colton's swinging the bat really well, and as much as you hit Gunner at the top to try to get him up as much as possible, but you also like to have guys on base when he's up as well. So I don't know how long or what we'll do going forward, but right now it seems to both those guys taking good at bats.
Luke,